women from all over Masvingo turned up in huge numbers to make their voice heard at the 2016 pre-budget consultative meeting conducted by the Parliamentary Portfolio of Finance and Economic Development at Mcheke Hall today. High on the basket list of wishes is their desire for government to scrap maternity fees. Their argument is that they are producing for the nation and should not be penalized for failing to pay exorbitant fees being charged by clinics and hospitals, especially as families struggle to make ends meet. Tsitsi Muonda of Mcheke High Density Suburbs said with the country's economic woes continuing to worsen, women just cannot afford to pay the fees.
I'm urging the government to remove maternity fees during the 26th budget because we are facing really problems. The maternity fees are very high. This is causing us to deliver our babies at home because we can no longer afford the maternity fees.
The woman told the committee that many women are now taking the risk and giving birth at home and in the process exposing themselves and their unborn babies to HIV and AIDS in the case of women living with the virus who transmit it to their babies. There also could be other complications that normally come with childbirth, they argued. Government hospitals charge between $60 and $80 for a woman to give birth. The fees vary from place to place. Janet Gumbo said the majority of the country's women are currently challenged with their husbands out of jobs. They just cannot raise the required amounts, raising the need for the government to intervene.
Most of them for our husband are not working, so we are struggling to have that money. We end up giving birth at home, and it's so dangerous.
Parliamentary Portfolio Committee Acting Chairperson Dorothy Mangamu, who is also a legislator from Gwokwe, told reporters after the meeting that in most areas the committee has been so far, the number one issue being raised by women is the need for government to scrap maternity fees.
They are looking at the budget is to have more money on health. They have talked more money on agriculture and the infrastructure development. So those are the things which are actually coming up, especially on health. They've got more concerns on it. And women were also advocating for Ministry of Health to scrap user fees on people who are on maternity so that the budget becomes friendly. It's not affordable to them.
While women being mothers concentrated on the issue of health, men led their calls for the government to reduce its budgetary allocations to the Defence Ministry and use the resources to fund health and education. The public consultative meetings are meant to help shape the country's budget, which is expected to be tabled in Parliament sometime this month. Reporting for Studio 7 in Masvingo, I am Gandhi Maramba.